Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and DRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries, as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I do deliver that every day. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, If you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. Come on, boys.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, it would not be a day of Ron Siegel Radio without something to celebrate. We're always looking for the great celebrate. What are you celebrating today? Let me know. Ron at ronsiegelradio.com. Let me know what your celebration. Birthdays, anniversaries, we like to celebrate all of them. And when all else fails, we don't have birthday, anniversary, something exciting that we are celebrating. Then the next step that we go to is we look to see National Roller Coaster Day. Yeah, I don't think so. National Airborne Day.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. National Rum Day.
You know better than that.
That's true. I'm a vodka guy. I'm a wino. Think about that one. So we'll go today. Yeah, we can't use the roller coaster. We can't use the airborne. We're not going to use rum. How about joke day? Yeah, we'll go with joke day today. That won't work. We'll also take a look at the markets for you this morning, as we do every morning. What are the markets doing? We're going to check that out for you. They were pretty flat early in the day. I've been following the mortgage-backed securities all day long. They've been fairly flat as well. They were up just nothing a little bit earlier. A lot going on. The markets are not being really focusing. Ironically enough, a lot of what is being focused on, we're going to talk about in just a couple of minutes, give you my take on some of the things going on with the president. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 80 points right now, 22,078. Oil off 35 cents. Per barrel right now, and the U.S. 10-year Treasury fairly flat, 2.261 is the yield, 2.261 is the yield on the 10-year Treasury. We did get a report out this morning, housing starts. Pretty interesting scenario when we're looking at the housing starts number. The numbers aren't exciting. So there's the issue. Why are they not exciting? Why isn't anybody watching what they're or looking at the housing starts? Well, the starts declined by 4.8%, seasonally adjusted amount of 1.16 units. June sales pace revised down to 1.21 million units. A lot of it has to do with permits. The permits are coming in that they're not doing the multifamily housing that we were doing. What is that going to mean for you? Well, when you had the multifamily housing, that's more of the less price or lower priced housing. So we're going to start seeing where prices are going to continue to go up. As the starts drop, that means supply is not increasing. When supply is not increasing, well, then prices are going to continue to go up unless demand starts to subside. And there's no reason for us to believe that demand is going to subside anytime soon. So the markets, they're just moving where they're moving on a regular basis. They are doing what they're doing. It's good stuff for everybody that's out there watching and trying to buy real estate or thinking that now is the time to invest in real estate. And as I've shared with you, real estate is still a great investment, especially if you're in Southern California, where we're able to see and we continue talking about the concept of real estate. And we talk about the idea 5.1% has been the recent increase in Orange County real estate. Got to throw my two cents in that there's a lot of commentary out there right now about the president's comments recently on the Charlottesville incident. And you got to start off by saying there is absolutely no excuse whatsoever for this fascism, the neo-Nazism, the white supremacist. There is no excuse for that. So there's no justification whatsoever. Now, here's the flip side of that issue. This is the United States of America. This is the President of the United States of America. And the part that a lot of the media seems to be missing is, even though we hate certain organizations, we despise certain organizations like the KKK, like the Nazi groups, despise them, they still have a First Amendment right in the United States of America. So they received a permit to assemble. They got a permit from the government to go and be there doing the stupid things that they were doing. Now, part of what they were doing, I believe, is stupid. The whole KKK movement, I believe, is deplorable. But the other part of it is erasing history. And that I agree with. I look at it and say, you know something? We cannot erase history. The Holocaust happened. We had a civil war in the United States. That happened. Were the people that were fighting in the Civil War traitors? No, they believed that they were on a right and just cause. I don't agree with that. We don't. Our society does not agree with that. But as a First Amendment, you know, the Westboro Baptist Church, they have the right. The Supreme Court has held up that they have a right to go and at a public site to protest at funerals of fallen military. I think it's horrible that they do that, but they do have that right. The Supreme Court has upheld that right for them. Now, the individuals that showed up at this event, to the counter-protesters, they did not have a permit. They were there illegally. Now, when they go and they start, they have to know when you go to a counter-protest and you're bringing arms, you're bringing bats and clubs and weapons, you have to expect that. What are you going there with that intention for? What are you bringing that there for? Why are you doing that? If you're out there doing, if you're bringing those things as a counter-protester, are you not planning on having a fight? And then who's at fault? Why is it that the deplorables that were there legally with a permit are now chastised because the counter-protesters, who I happen to agree with, I believe that the counter-protesters are right, but once they cross the line into a non-peaceful event, they become the ones that are wrong. When they brought those weapons with them, they were the ones that are wrong. And I say this to you from the perspective of a Jewish individual. So I have every right or every, maybe not right, everyone has their own rights, but I detest the Nazi movement, that whole idea. But you know something? I want my kids to learn from it. I don't want to take the Holocaust out of textbooks. I don't want to be that politically correct. I don't want to take the Civil War out of textbooks. All we hear right now about Robert E. Lee is that he was a traitor. I see on social media he's a traitor. Well, he was an advisor at the military academy. He was a hero in the Mexican-American War. Yet you're saying he's a traitor because he felt that he was doing the right thing at a given time in our history when we had a different set of rules. The rules were not then at the same at that time as they are today. Now, whether you like the rules or don't like the rules, they're not the same. Now, we changed the rules because we didn't agree with them. We changed them legally, so slavery is illegal in America. We didn't like the idea that the founders did not allow women to vote. We changed those rules legally, so we made that change in America. We did it in a civil way. If we don't want to allow specific organizations to assemble, there is a legal and lawful way of doing that, not by going out there in a confrontational manner, walking to the event with the expectation of a fight, the way we do things in America. That is the thought. That's my two cents on the issue. I look forward to your commentary. I'm sure we'll get some of that coming through. It'll be very, very fascinating to see. Now, we take it the next step. I love what the president said. Do we take George Washington out of American history? He had slaves. Thomas Jefferson, he had slaves. Do we take them out of American history also? Or is it just certain individuals? Where do we go with that? Again, you look at two different issues here. There were really three different parties that were involved in this whole issue, the way I see it. You've got the deplorables. That would be the neo-Nazis and the white supremacists. No excuse for them, but they had the right to assemble. There was a group there that was simply protesting that they did not want history removed. They did not want to take down the Robert E. Lee Monument and change the name of the park. That's their right. And then you've got the counter protesters who come in there and say, you know something, we're going to just fight over everything. We see that in a lot of different areas nowadays. Doesn't work very well. We have a lawful society. Moving on in the news. Hey, did you check this one out? This is a little lighter subject. Costco. Did you see that Costco was outselling, and I didn't catch this early, but Costco was outselling Tiffany rings and saying that Tiffany did not have a right to that name, that it was a generic name now. So the Tiffany ring that Costco's now got to pay a fine of $19.4 million for advertising knockoff rings, knockoff with the Tiffany name. Just an interesting concept right there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, sellers of real estate, your home is an oasis in inventory desert. We'll talk about it. Steps for disputing a mistake on your credit report. How about steps to improve your credit score? And the CBO says insurance premiums will spike 20% if President Trump follows the law. That'll be an interesting conversation. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1, on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. And tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Real estate sellers, your home is an oasis in an inventory desert. First-time home buyers are flocking to the real estate market by the thousands to find their dream homes in order to make their dreams of home ownership a reality. Unfortunately for many, the inventory of starter and trade-up homes in the U.S. has struggled to keep up with demand. According to the National Association of Realtors, NAR, the inventory of homes for sale dropped 7.1% year over year. We talked the other day, I think it was yesterday, I shared with you what some of the numbers look like just from the local market as well. We'll get that number for you again. But the issue here, that 7.1% year over year to a 4.3-month supply and down for the 25th consecutive month. Some homeowners may be hesitant to list their homes for sale because they are worried that they will also have a problem finding a home to buy and move into. This is a legitimate concern. No one wants to sell their home quickly and not have anywhere to live. You don't want to really be a homeless individual, do you? That would not be the pleasant idea right there. That's not what we're talking about for you and for your family. But there is good news. If you're thinking of moving to a luxury or premium home, there is more inventory available in these markets, and you may even get a great deal on a home that has been on the market for a while. If you are the owner of a starter home and you're looking to move into a trade-up home, or if you are just looking to relocate to a new area in a home of the same size, there is still hope. In many markets, homeowners are building contingency plans into their contracts. This means that the homeowner builds in extra time before they close in order to find their dream home, and they are upfront about the contingency with any buyers who come to see the house. Your home is an oasis to buyers who are searching for homes in today's market. The right buyers will sympathize and wait for you and your family to find your next home. The bottom line, don't let the fear of finding a home to move into stop you from moving on with your life. Let's chat about these different expectations and potential buyers from the start. Give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. We started chatting a little bit yesterday, I think it was, might have been the day before. We were chatting a little bit about some of the president's proposals for a tax overhaul. So let's chat about this a little bit. Key questions that you need to understand, and are they talk? Are they negotiating points? Are they fact? One of the biggest issues in there that I'm going to share with you, and we'll get into the four main topics, the four main key questions, is the mortgage interest rate deduction, the mortgage interest deduction. A lot of conversation about the mortgage interest deduction, people talking about it. You know, it's going to go away. It's going to kill real estate sales. And I'm here to tell you it will not kill real estate sales. It may not even have any effect, and you may be better off. Now, the real estate industry wants to talk about this because it's a big talking point for selling a house, and I get it. But one of the other options that are on the table is by in the taking of the interest rate, the mortgage interest deduction off the table, they're talking about doubling the standard deduction. That's how you get your taxes onto a postcard. If you double the standard deduction, the mortgage interest deduction only comes into play if you're itemizing. If you're not itemizing, if you're getting more of a write-off without itemizing, you're better off. So you don't have to worry about that issue. It's not like it's going away. It's the whole issue there is that it's being it's being moved. So you have the mortgage deduction go away, but you get double the other deductions. It's going to help a bigger cross-section of people. It's going to bring the numbers down. And then those who are itemizing, well, why are they itemizing? If you only have a mortgage interest deduction, it's not because that's not the reason you're itemizing. You're itemizing because you've got a lot of other deductions that you're able to legally take. Well, what this whole thing will do is it'll take away those other deductions. When you start taking away those other deductions, the taxes go up. Who does it go up for? Well, it goes up mainly on the higher income earners. Because if you don't have anything other than mortgage interest, you may not be one of the higher income earners. You may not have a lot of write-offs. You obviously don't have a lot of write-offs. You're in better shape there. So let's get on to the other idea of what the key commentary, the key thoughts are. Tax cuts versus tax reform. What is the difference? Tax cuts mean that people simply pay less money to the government. You're lowering the taxes, just cutting them, plain and simple. Why would they do that? Well, it's pretty simple there too. The idea is if you lower the taxes for everybody, their idea is then more of the people that are getting lower taxes are going to go and spend more money, not give it to the government to waste. When they go to spend more money, it creates more jobs, which puts more people in the economy, which means more people will be earning money, then more people will be spending money, and it's a big circle. That's all economics is. Is a big circle of funds going through. The question becomes, how much is the government siphoning out of the economy? When the government siphons it out, where does it go to? Well, they blow it. They send it to other countries. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but in many instances, they're sending it to other countries, so it takes it out of the U.S. economy. When they keep it in the U.S. economy, that gets more people spending money, more people buying goods and services. The money keeps going in this big circle. Tax reform is more complex, more difficult to achieve because it generally involves simplifying the tax code by erasing breaks. I just saw an article the other day. There are 70,000 pages in the United States tax code, 70,000 pages. With tax reform, the government can, in theory, collect taxes from a broader base of incomes, and that enables lower rates. Where do they keep doing this? How do they keep increasing revenues? Their record number of revenues we're starting to see going through the government. How do they continue to do that when they talk about people not earning money, when they're talking about people that are not in the economy? Well, it's very simple how they're doing it. They don't want you to know this, but the way they're doing it is they put on fees. When they put on fees, and this is the liberals love to do this, they put on extra fees and they say, well, it's to help the working people. When you add a gas tax, when you add a fee, when you add any of these other fees or charges, they want to call them licenses or fees. They have a number of different names that they'll go by so they don't tell you what it really is. Who does that affect the most? Do you think it affects somebody like a Warren Buffett? Do you think he thinks twice about an extra 10 cents a gallon on gas or 20 cents a gallon on gas? Do you think he thinks twice about paying an extra 5 cent CRV for a bottle? Do you think he thinks twice about any of these issues? Obviously, no, he doesn't care. He makes a lot of money. So who does that affect? It affects the working people. It affects the people that aren't paying taxes on the bottom end. So that's how they're collecting taxes from those individuals. You start looking at, I'm looking at the revenue this year. Revenue per citizen, $10,000 per citizen. $27,000 per taxpayer. You want this information, you can go to the U.S. National Debt Clock, and it'll give you this information all real time. $19.9 trillion in debt right now. $19.9. Who's going to pay that? Paying it. My kids are paying it. So tax reform, difficult because of the deductions. Tax breaks generally have a vocal and well-financed supporters who will fight to preserve those benefits. From a political standpoint, the perceived losers are more vocal and louder than the perceived winners, according to Mark Mazur, director of nonpartisan Tax Policy Center and a former Treasury Department official in the Obama administration. So he's in the Obama administration, but he's nonpartisan. Got it. This is why the administration might ultimately decide to cut taxes in hopes of boosting the economy rather than waiting through an overhaul. Middle class tax relief. Trump has said he wants tax relief for middle class. He has supported doubling that standard deduction I spoke to you about earlier. This essentially means that a greater amount of income would be treated as tax-free, and that would help the middle class. But many elements of the outline in the White House is submitted in April, like eliminating the estate tax, favor the wealthiest 1% of the earners. This group would see their after-tax incomes shoot up an average of 17.8% under the plan, while the middle fifth of taxpayers would get a boost of only 3.3%, according to an analysis by the Tax Policy Center. Some people who perceive themselves as middle class could be surprised by tax hikes. This is because the White House wants to shrink the number of personal tax brackets to 3 from 7, but it hasn't set the income levels for those brackets. Mark Short, the White House Director of Legislative Affairs, said the income levels will be set by the House Ways and Means Committee, which will draft and hold hearings on the bill. Will the deficit rise? Trump and the congressional leaders have kept quiet about just how much a tax overhaul could increase the budget deficit. Outside analysts have estimated that the known changes could cause the debt to climb by several trillion dollars over the next decade. A joint White House and congressional statement released in July says their priority is keeping the deficit at its current projections. Notice when they use the term projections in Washington. That means it's going up. That's their current. Doesn't mean they're going to cut into the deficit. Lawmakers could change how the deficit gets calculated in the future years by treating tax breaks that are set to expire this year as permanent. This could add $450 billion to the baseline over 10 years, said Mark Goldwyn, senior policy director at the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Will the plan mostly benefit the rich? I hope so, and I'm not one of them. But the idea here is they're the ones that create jobs. They're the ones that go out there and try new things. They're the ones that are innovating. They're going to succeed. They're going to fail. That's where our economy grows from. Just a thought for you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, steps for disputing a credit mistake on your credit report, tips to improve your credit score, and the CBO premiums. They say that if President Trump follows the law, insurance premiums will go up 20%. We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Good morning, Robin. Tanner, got two Lisas on with us today. Glad to see you all with us. Hey, be sure to share the video if you have the opportunity or the stream. And Lisa Dunn, the answer is yes. Let's do it. Moving right along, your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Well, Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. The question now just becomes, are you going to go on the site? Are you going to take action? There's some tools we've got coming out that will allow you to deal with your credit on your own. It's a lot of work, but it can be done on your own. So we've got a book and a new partner coming on with us on Ron Siegel Radio that's going to help with that whole process. But if you want to do it, if you're like me and you say, you know something, I get it. I know it could be done on my own, but you know something, it's probably going to have a better result if a professional does it. And I could do, I don't know if my wife's listening or not, but I could do my own knee surgery. I need to have a knee replacement. You know, I could do that on my own, but I probably won't get the results I want out of it. Just the same thing with the credit repair. You could do it on your own. Probably not going to get as good a result as if you have a professional. So I'll put you in touch with Alan to help you with that, creditsanitizer.com. But some steps for disputing a mistake on your credit report. The Federal Trade Commission estimates that some 5% of Americans have errors on their credit report. Now, you got to love this. The trade, I wonder where they get their stats from. FTC estimates 5% of Americans have errors on their credit reports can result in adverse loan terms. Really? We've talked about this. I've been looking at credit reports for 20 years, and every report has errors on it. You know much better than what this is. It's amazing.
You know better than that.
Yeah, you do. 5%. Last number I heard was 600,000 complaints per year to the FTC, and they say that 5% have errors. How to fight for a good credit reputation. A mistake on your credit report could mean more than just getting higher interest rates on loans. It could also mean denial of jobs, higher insurance rates, and even outright denials for new credit applications. Fortunately, if you find a legitimate error on your credit report, disputing it can be done, even though it's not the easiest process. First things first, check your credit at a legitimate site. Some of them are free. Now, you get what you pay for. So you can look at the free ones, creditkarma.com, or there's several of them. And you're going to get some information there. Those are good sites. They're going to give you a credit score that is not the same as a FICO score. So you want to take a look at that. The passage of the 2003 Fair Accurate Credit Transaction Act says that all Americans are entitled to one free credit report from each of the three major credit reporting agencies upon request every 12 months. But there are a lot of pitfalls out there when it comes to getting your free credit report. Forget about freecreditreport.com. They may have nice commercials, but the only real site that's doing this, and I'm going to share a couple of them with you, but the only real one that's giving you your credit information once per year for free is annualcreditreport.com. Now, if you want to get your scores, you got to pay for it. You can go to creditchecktotal.com. You get your scores, you got to pay for it. If you find something wrong on them, that's when you've got to get active. And here are some tips for you. File your dispute at the same time with the credit issuer and the credit bureau. So if you've got somebody that you said is doing filing it wrong, say you've got a Visa bill and it's got the wrong information on there, file a dispute with both the Visa company and the bureau both. If it's on all three bureaus, that means you've got four letters, all three bureaus, one to each of all three of them, and the credit issuer. Do not use the automated system to dispute. Do not use the automated system to dispute. And being that there's three bureaus, I'll say it again. Do not use the automated system to dispute. That's the button that says dispute this. Always use the manual form. If you want the manual forms for Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian, let me know. Ron@ronsiegelradio.com will send those to you. Send all the documents by certified mail, return receipt requested. Now, when you're sending your documents, you're going to want to send a copy of your driver's license and Social Security card or passport and a copy of a utility bill. Why? Because the bureaus want to make sure that it's actually you who's sending it. These are the identification pieces that, so they know that it's not some robot that's doing it, or you haven't hired some service that's basically just saying this isn't mine and they don't have legitimate standing to dispute it. If the problem is not fixed, and it won't be the first time in most instances, redispute it with the bureau or bureaus and the credit issuer. If that fails, sue both the credit issuer and the credit bureau in small claims court. Talk to a clerk of the court for guidance on the process. You do not need a lawyer for this. But again, if you use the professional services, they'll get you a lawyer who will do it on a contingency because they know how to do it and it's easy. It's real simple for them, and they win so much of the time. And you'll get it corrected. You'll get a check from the bureau. You could get a check from the parties, and your fees will be covered for the attorney. Find out where the registered agent of the credit issuer and the credit bureau is in the state by calling your state's Corporation Commission. A simple web search of your state's name plus the keyword Corporation Commission is a pretty easy place to start. Then serve those registered agents with the lawsuit. Know that most of the time the offenders will usually cave before the court date and remove the black report from your credit report. If all else fails, you can go to the CFPB, and you don't know if they're going to even keep it around for a long time, but that's another way. Know what to expect. Small claims court is really best used as a tactic to call the errant party's bluff and get them to remove the bad mark on your credit. That's what you really want. But if you don't get your desired result once the credit bureau and the credit issuer serve notice of the suit, you want to show up well-organized with strong documentation. The burden will be on you to show how you've been harmed by the false mark on your credit file and why the person or company is responsible and how much you're seeking in damages. One step I would put in the middle of that, go to the small claims court. You might even get it online. I haven't looked at it right there recently. Fill out all the paperwork and send a third letter to the bureaus and to the issuer with a copy of the small claims case so they know without a question of a doubt that you are serious. When you do that, you may find that they get off the dime a little bit quicker and they're willing to work with you because the last thing they really want to do, if they know they're wrong, if you've got the documentation that they're wrong, they don't really want to go to court. They don't want to face the penalties. I think it's up to $5,000 is the statutory limit on these type of issues unless you can prove more damages. And again, you've got to deal with these small claims courts limitations as well. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, tips to improve your credit score and premiums, insurance premiums are going to spike if President Trump follows the Obamacare law. Wonder why they don't want him to follow the law. I wonder what that's all about. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. In the Word on Wealth segment today, being brought to you today by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next loan, home loan, Gold Star Mortgage. If you're looking to buy a house, Gold Star they're the only ones with the Fast Pass loan approval. Get your dream home. Get a hold of it. They're gonna help your real estate professional get you onto be able to negotiate almost the same as cash with the same as cash offer. That's the whole idea behind it. That's why it's there for you. just get a hold of our friends over at Gold Star. They're a wonderful organization, and we'll put you in touch with the right people there so that they can help you out. Word on wealth again. So the CBO is telling us now, so far, just so you got to understand, Congressional Budget Office, they are the ones that keep score for everybody. But the CBO, they're the ones, they continually tell us information. And ironically enough, frequently, yeah, they're wrong. And part of it has to do with the way their mandate is. The mandate that they have is that they're supposed to be looking at what the numbers are on different bills, but they can't look at what the intended benefits are of them. So all they do is look at what they call the static number. So if you have you get the expect to have a lot of people that are going to take an insurance policy, if they're not forced to take the Obamacare insurance, if they're not forced to, the CBO says, well, they won't do it. Well, prior to Obamacare, a lot of people took that insurance because it was what was best for the individual's families. Now, the health insurance premiums for many customers under Obamacare, according to the CBO, will be 20% higher in 2018 if President Trump does not send billions of dollars of payments to the health insurers. And again, that's from the CBO. But what they don't say is, how is he supposed to do that? See, legally, the United States House of Representatives is supposed to allocate money, and the president is supposed to follow through on those allocations. But under the Unaffordable Care Act, under Obamacare, the Congress never allocated the money, yet President Obama still sent it. Seems to me like there might be an issue right there. So terminating the illegal payments will have the effect that everybody knew it was going to have in the first place. And now you got people that are saying, well, how could the president do that? Well, maybe it's called following the law. If they wanted it to be done the way they wanted it, why didn't they put it in the law itself? Isn't that the way our system is supposed to work? That is the Word on Wealth segment. Again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage, the only ones with the Fast Pass loan approval. Moving right along, some tips to improve your credit score in 2017. And that means it's the perfect time for you to get your finances in order, starting with an improved credit score. Here's a bunch of tips. I don't know how many we will get through. Keep your credit card balances low. The most effective way to improve your credit score is to pay down your revolving debt. Your credit utilization ratio accounts for 30% of your credit score. While you may hear that paying debt down to 30% of the available balance is a good mark, an ideal credit utilization ratio is actually around 10% or lower. Pay your bills on time. The first thing any lender wants to know is whether you've paid past credit accounts on time. This is one of the most important factors in scoring. According to FICO, 96% of people with FICO score of 785 or greater have no late payments. 96%, no late payments. Do you see a common denominator on that one? Pretty simple one, I guess, for anybody to look at. So, sorry about that. Didn't mean to cough in your ear. Sending your payments in early may also help your credit score. Each creditor has a report date. We've talked about that before, the reporting date. When they send their information into the credit bureaus, if you use your credit card a lot and pay it off at the due date, the higher balance will always show on your credit report for that month. But if you make payments well before you receive your bill and the due date, the higher balance won't even report. So you want to pay it right before the statement closing date or the statement before they're printing those statements. These days, you also need to make sure that your identity hasn't been stolen or compromised. That is affecting 1 out of every 8 Americans every year. Don't be tempted to buy new credit card offers or take on new debt. You can have these solicitations stopped by sending opt-out prescreen.com. Going to opting out at optoutprescreen.com. Paying off a collection will not increase your score. It's not the balance, but the fact that the account went into collection status is what is generally hurting your score. But your score will increase if the collection agency is willing to delete the account off your credit report. Remember, there is nothing that is required to be on your credit report. The way that works is anything that is on your credit report must be complete and accurate. So that's a big difference right there. Anything that's on there must be complete, accurate, and verifiable. Those are the issues right there. So make sure you're checking those out as well. You want to make sure that the information there, if you're paying off a collection, get that agreed to. Don't go without credit. You only have a credit score if you have an active credit history. Some credit scoring systems cannot calculate a score if no balance is reported to the credit history within the last 6 months. So every once in a while, leave a balance on there, a small one, and then just make sure you get it paid off. Don't allow outdated and inaccurate information to stay on your credit report. If you notice there is something incorrect listed on your report, have it corrected or removed. If it says you live at four different houses, you might want to let the bureaus know that, no, you don't live at four different houses. Who's putting that information on your bureau? It's not correct. I just saw an individual just last week. He's lived in his current residence for 15 years. His prior residence is still showing up. And somebody reported as having just been there 3 months ago. Not accurate. Continuing on with our tips to improve your credit score in 2017. Become an authorized user on someone else's credit card. Once you're an authorized, the new positive trade line will show up on your credit report as if you've had it for the duration. It's important that you do this correctly. It has to be a credit line in great standing with someone you trust, high limit, low balance, old card. Those are the key issues. High limit, low balance, old card. Request an increase to your credit line. As long as you don't use the new debt, this will improve your credit utilization ratio, bumping up your score. Of course, make sure not to apply for new debt, just increase an existing credit line. If you want a great credit score, don't pay all your debt down to zero. FICO calculates a significant portion of your score by your credit utilization ratio. But if you pay your balances off completely, you won't show an established payment history. They can use in their calculations. You won't have any payment. So bring it down to a dollar or two. It'll be great for your score. If you've got a $1,000 limit and you owe a dollar or $2, it's going to help your scores a lot. Try to keep seasoned credit lines open and in good standing. 15% of FICO scoring is calculated in regards to your history of credit. Favor given to well-seasoned, that means old accounts that have been open and in good standing longer. Anything that is older than 24 or 48 months is helping your score. You want to make sure that their reporting period is showing at 48 months or more if you have an old credit card. If it's a 10-year-old card, I've seen this many times, and it shows reporting for 47 months. Well, that's because there's a benefit for you at 48 months. You got to look at that. Keep the right mix of credit, revolving, installment, and mortgage accounts. Since 10% of your score is calculated by what balance of different kinds of credit you keep, it's good to hold revolving accounts open, mortgage debt open, and installment debt if possible. When using debt for big ticket items, shop around in clusters. 10% of your score depends on whether you have applied for credit recently. So you want to avoid too many credit pulls and hard checks. That's when somebody else does it. So when you shop around for big purchases like a car, a mortgage, etc., make sure it's all within a 30-day window. FICO won't factor those pulls into your score. And even if they are spread out within 45 days, they'll only be treated as one inquiry. Add missing accounts to your credit report. A surefire way to build your credit is to add positive accounts that currently aren't being reported. Cell phone companies, internet providers, utility companies, and medical billers often don't bother reporting credit because it's not mandatory. But if you ask them to do so, they often will post a new but well-seasoned positive new trade line to your credit report. There's a lot of different issues here. Again, we've got a partner that's going to be working with Ron Siegel Radio and our listeners to really help you get these issues resolved and in short order. They know what they're doing. They've got a whole book on it. And we ask you on a regular basis, be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, ace to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. RonSiegel.com. Remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.